Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I don't know what you've been thinking, but I got you.
You enjoyed that. That was my boy Cass Jackson. I got news. You listen to the Heart Love Radio Show, and tonight's message is don't take your eyes off the big picture. Off the big picture. It's like we're living and we're walking around and we're dealing with our things, and God shows us a glimpse of what's going to come and a glimpse of what might happen. And what happens is that sometimes life gets in the way. Sometimes life gets in the way and we actually end up in this situation where we've forgotten some of the things, the basic things that God has said to us. The basic thing that God maybe has spoken to us in the midst of our situations, and sometimes life happens and we see part of it and we might not understand what God is speaking to us. We might not understand what God is saying to us, but God is saying things like, it's time for you to do a facelift. It's time for you to do a friend lift. It's time to rearrange some situations and some things in your life, and it's time to take a stand, and it's time to walk in faith and do those things that you've been called to do. And what happens is that life gets in the way. And you say, get in the way, preacher, and what does that mean? And when I say get in the way, life happens. Things happen. There's another saying that people say out there. I'm not going to say it, but I'm just going to say life happens. And what happens is that in that thing that life happens, we forget about the things that God has told us or things that God has maybe has woken us up in the morning, early in the morning, and has put in our hearts. Like taking a drive through the city and you hear the voice say, you know, it's time for you to go ahead and do what I've called you to do. Or, you know, it's time for you to reevaluate what's important in your life. Well, possibly it's time that you do the ministry I've called you to do. Because some of you out there who are listening right now, possibly maybe God has called you to do your own business. So maybe perhaps God has told you, you know what, you're working for this person, but here's an opportunity for you to go and do your own thing. You have support. I'm with you. Go for it. Let's start doing the thing now. But what happens is that life happens. Situations come, you know, and as we know, and if you've lived long enough, you can agree with the fact that sometimes things come from all different angles. Sometimes things come from all different angles. And when these things come, they happen. Things happen. You have to deal with the situation. But what happens is that we forget, we sometimes tend to take our eyes off of the big picture of what God has been speaking to us in our lives, and we begin to place the picture on, oh, this person hasn't called me, or this situation is not resolved, or maybe possibly, you know, I'm, I have a new love interest. Maybe this might be the one. And we sometimes tend to get off focus. Perhaps your work hours have doubled. Perhaps, you know, you start hanging out with your friends more than spending time with God and the season that you're in. And what happens is this. We take our eyes off the big picture. We take our eyes off of what God has called us to do, and then we end up saying, God, why is this happening? Why is this happening right now? You know, and what happens is this. We tend to take our focus off of the little things around us and begin to look at things that are happening. The smallest minute things. Perhaps that's you who's listening tonight. Or perhaps you're the one whom God has shown a little bit, a glimpse of what he wants to do in your life. And you get this feeling, you have this feeling deep inside of you, and you say, God, how is this going to happen? And we spend so much time sometimes wondering the how it's going to happen as opposed to thank you, Lord, that it's going to happen. We're so focused on the how and the when that we tend to go through our lives looking at the little part that we think that we know. But if we look at the picture from a different angle, perhaps we'll see the bigger picture of what God is doing. You know, and the thing about it, is this. Don't take your eyes off the big picture. Because we think that sometimes we are looking at the big picture and it's only a small percentage or a fraction of the actual picture that God wants to see. So maybe it perhaps that's you. So my first point tonight is this. Don't allow situations to take you off course. You know, I had this discussion with a teacher some years ago, and the teacher was telling me, well, you know, kids love to get their teachers off focus. So certain kids know if they do certain things, they will push the teacher's button. And once they push the teacher's button, guess what? The teacher will be so distracted that the teacher will not focus on the work, but on discipline. So you have to sometimes be careful with that. Kids will try to play you so that they end up not doing any work. That's an example. Don't allow situations to take you off course. I'm going to read something to you that I hope that will encourage you. It's a scripture that encourages me, that scripture that God often takes me to. And that's Joshua, the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. In fact, we say verses 6 through 9. It goes like this. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their fathers. To give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. I hope that encourages you enough in just that scripture. I can just preach off that scripture, and we could just talk about that scripture right now, but we're going to stay close to what I'm trying to say tonight. My point to you is this: be strong and courageous. Don't allow situations to take you off course. Be strong and courageous. Stand your ground. Make sure that you're planted deep in the Word of God. Make sure that you're planted in what God has called you to do. Make sure that you're focused. Be strong. Don't allow situations to discombobulate you. Make sure that you stay strong in what God has called you to do. Make sure you stay strong in the Lord. And in your weakness, His strength will be made perfect in you. When you think you cannot do it, God will show up and give you courage that you never thought you had. Be strong. Don't allow situations to take you off course. Stay focused on what God has shown you. The thing about staying focused on what God has shown you is this. Once God has put something in your heart and in your mind and your thoughts, you know, remember that stuff. Focus on it. Focus on it. You know, some people say you have to see it, you have to imagine it. You have to meditate on that word day and night. Because, you know, situations will come. People will say things that the enemy will use people to try to get you off focus. To say something that will piss you off, tick you off, and send you over the edge. But you've forgotten about what God has told you to do. You're so focused on the fact that maybe perhaps someone did call you. Maybe you might be focused on the fact that someone is getting on your nerves. Perhaps you might be focused on the fact that the job situation may not be going the way you would like it to go, or that you might have some bills that are due, or that someone turned their back on you when they said that they would never turn their back on you. I want you to understand that the enemy uses situations to try to get you off course on the big picture. My other thing is this: be obedient. Walk in what God has called you and has told you to do. Now, you might be asking me, you know, well, how do you know that when God is speaking to you? You know how you hear that soft voice? That voice that sometimes wakes you up in the middle of the night, talks to you, or you might be driving, or you might be walking. You just hear this voice say, no, don't do it. Some people say intuition. But if you hear a voice talking to you, and it's not your voice talking to you, it's not your subconscious, you say your conscious, subconscious, come on now. Now, if the voice is telling you to do something that's crazy or illegal, then you know that's not God. But that voice, that nice, clean voice, soft voice, gentle voice, telling you to do good, I'm trying to warn you from doing things. That's what I'm talking about. You know, be obedient to and walk in what God has told you. Because I believe in this season that God is speaking to us. He speaks to us 24/7. It's just a matter of us turning our hearts to Him. God is forever present. He is everywhere. The Word of God says that when God is speaking to you and telling you things, listen to what He's saying. But I hope to encourage you tonight to not allow situations to take you off course. You know, God is doing something in this season. And if we will hear what I'm saying, what God is speaking through me, to hopefully encourage you guys, and to also encourage myself, we will take the time to listen. Don't allow situations in your life to take you off course. Things that God has spoken to you, write them down. Meditate on it. Think about it. Don't allow situations or what you think is a lack thereof to keep you from what God has called you and what has told you He would give you in this season. You know, Got the number here, you guys, 646-595-4311. The number here, 646-595-4311. You know, near the end of the show or throughout the show, if you'd like to say something, feel free. Feel free to call in 646-595-4311. Then press 1, which will let me know that you would like to be in the queue, ready to come on live. We're going to go to this next song, and I'm going to be right back. This is G. Wright. You listen to the Heart of Love Radio Show, and this is Canton Jones. I won't stop.
Yeah. 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 If they take my song off the radio, and if I gotta push records in the snow, music is more than a train, more than houses, cars, and wonderful things. I do this music for the rest of my life. I put that on my baby girl and my wife. Go ask somebody and they will let you know. I keep it real, my homie, I ain't no show. And if I gotta push CDs out my truck, and if my truck somehow gets stuck up in the muck, I put my CDs in my black backpack, and leave my truck on three wheels and a jack, and I start walking down a road that's real long, and in my head I start to write another song, and start to push CDs in the middle of the street, cause I got beats and a brother got eight. I do this music when I'm mad, when I'm glad, when the situation's good or if it's bad. If I do a show when
no matter how many sins you've committed, no matter how much wrong you've done, Jesus paid for it all. So there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So tell me, who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? For whom he did foreknow, he predestined.
Yeah.
And whom he predestined, called, he justified.
No more guilt, no more shame, no more heavy heart filled with hurt and pain. In God's word, I realize through the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm justified. No more guilt, no more shame, no more heavy heart filled with hurt and pain.
I'm waiting for you. Forgive. Hello, this is G. Wright. Thank you for tuning in to the Heart and Love Radio Show. Coming to you live on Tuesdays from 9 to 10 and Thursdays from 6 to 7. Have a great day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. The number here is 646-595-4311.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. This is G. Wright, and of course you're listening to the Heart and Love Radio Show. Again, that number is 646-595-4311. The song you just heard, that was Eddie Baltrip and the Voices of Faith. I think the Voices of Unity, my bad. Please forgive me, you guys. I'm just going to say that's my boy, Eddie Baltrip. All right? And check him out. He's out in the San Diego area. That song was called Justified, one of my favorite songs. I love that song. And let me tell you this, guys. Those are some singing people over there in that Baltrip family. So you guys make sure you check them out on iTunes, I believe. And you can also check them out on Facebook as well. Tonight's message, if you're just tuning in, is don't take your eyes off the big picture. My first point for tonight was don't allow situations to take you off course. My second point tonight is this one. You can't always share what you see with everyone. You can't always share what you see. You know, one of the things that my mom always taught me this. She always taught me this key nugget that I'm going to share with you. So this is privileged nuggets. This is a nugget of wisdom. She'll always tell me this. She'll always say, Greg, you can't always share what God shows you in your closet of time. Some things are meant for you. So in the whole scheme of things of not taking your eyes off the big picture, that picture, whatever God has shown you about your life or things that are going to happen in your life, some things you can't always share with people what you see, because sometimes God might be dealing with them with jealousy. You know, we all have our different things that we deal or struggle with. Where someone's struggle might be a whole bunch of different things. We all have different struggles. Your struggle might not be my struggle. My struggle might not be your struggle. You might actually deal with someone who has some jealous tendencies. Where if it's not all about them, then they're jealous, they're angry. And I want you to understand today that you can't always share what you see. You can't always share what God has shown you with everyone else. You know, if there's a big picture that God's giving you, he's giving that to you. Now what happens, of course, when you become married, I've never been married, so I can't really discuss on something that I haven't done yet. But I can imagine from hearing my cousin and hearing people who are married that when God shows the husband something, when God shows the husband or wife, whomever he shows, and they share with each other because they are one. That's a different type of situation I'm talking about. But even sometimes God might say, hey, this is something I'm talking to you. So you see, because sometimes if we go running our mouths, we can mess up the situation. And sometimes God has to go to route B because you open up your mouth and there are people praying against what God has spoken to you because you went ahead and you shared what you saw. This reminds me of a story in the Old Testament about Joseph. Now Joseph done gone. I know I'm not speaking correct English, you guys. But listen, Joseph done gone. Yes, I said it. Joseph done gone. He went ahead. And he told his story to his brothers and his fathers. He talked about what was going to happen, and he talked about them bowing down to him, and he talked about all these different things. And remember, he wasn't the oldest one. There's a whole bunch of things going on in that situation. There are a whole bunch of things going on in that situation. But he wasn't the oldest. So them saying they were gonna do that with him, you know, come on now, come on. And if you want to read more about the story about Joseph, just feel free just to go to Genesis chapter 37 and read on about the accounts of Joseph. But Joseph had these different visions. God showed him these different things. He gave him different dreams, and he understood some things. But he shared it with his brothers. You can't always share what you see. Repeat after me. I cannot always share what I see. Some things are meant for you, for God to show you, so you will see what's going to come in your life. But sometimes, you know what happens? We become so excited, and we just can't wait to tell people that we love or the people that we look up to about, hey, this is what's going on in my life. This is what I'm dealing with right now in my life. This is what God has said. This is what God, ooh, look, listen. This is what God said that he was going to do in my life. I'm going to be, one thing I saw is that I was up here and you were beneath me. And what you had in your hand bowed to what I have in my hand. So, you know, sometimes we become so excited that we don't realize what we're saying. You know, but what happens is this. You can't always share what you see. Joseph learned it the hard way. But God used the situation for his glory. But I want to encourage you today, you can't always share what you see. Even with the people around you who you think, with whom you think are the closest. There's some things you can't share even with your mother. There's some things you can't share even with your father, even with your best friend. Floyd, can I get an amen? My boy Floyd, what's going on, Floyd? I know you're listening. Can I get an amen with that? Some things you can't share. Because people might be dealing with jealous spirit. They might be dealing with jealousy. They might be dealing with envy, and you're telling them it's only going to push them over the edge. That's how come. So sometimes, even with that, we have to become sensitive to what we say to people. Because some people might be going through a whole bunch. And here we come talking about what God is going to do in our lives. Here we are talking about what God showed us in our vision. This person might be struggling, dealing with some things, feeling like God has left them, and you're telling them what God said that he's going to do in our lives. Then next thing you know, that caused them to go into overdrive. Sometimes it can push them over the edge, you know. And so with that whole thing about the big dream, what is meant for you is not meant for everyone. And I think this past year, I've really come into recognizing that in my life. Because my mom would always tell me, Gregory, you share too much. Gregory, you talk a little bit too much about your life and about your personal stuff and what you go through, and some of that stuff is not anyone's business. So I want to encourage you today in the fact that you can't share with everyone what you see. What is meant for you is not meant for everyone. Some things God allows me to share with you guys, or some things are just for me. Some things are just for me to get it, for me to work on, not necessarily for me to put it out there for you guys to know my business, because that's not what it's about. What is meant for you is not meant for everyone else. It's like this. God blesses you with let's say, like $400. Now, everyone around the world is always in a state of need. Everyone could use $400. Even the richest person would want to have $400. Even the poorest person would like to have $400. So God blesses you with $400, right? You have this big commitment, something that God has placed in your heart that you need to do. That's going to help get you closer to your dream. Do you take that $400 and give it to your brother who is struggling right next to you? Because remember, you still have this great need. You still have this great bill, this humongous bill that needs to be paid. Or you have something that you need to get. You need to get a business license. Now, if God tells you to do that, then of course you do it. But I'm going to tell you this. What is meant for you is not necessarily meant for everyone else. The blessing that God blesses you with might be to help you to do the things you need to do. And let's say this. God bless you with this $400. Then you say, oh, this person needs $300. So I'm going to give them $300, which leaves you with $100. Then you're out in the cold, and you're needing that $400 that you just had. You say, God, where is my money? Where is it at? And it's like the whole thing is like this. Boom. God's like, hey, I blessed you with the money, but you gave it away. I want you to understand there's a place and time for everything. But what I said is this, what is meant for you is not meant for everyone else. It's not necessarily meant for everyone else. You know, and then this, not everyone supports or confirms what you see. When I talk about not taking your eyes off the big picture, all of this stuff ties in to the umbrella of don't take your eyes off the big picture, because you can't always share what you see. Not everyone supports and believes in what God has called you to be and to become. You know, I've heard stories of where people have said things like, why am I dealing with this? Why is this happening to me? Why am I having to face this situation in my life? Or because their parents might be telling them, you'll never be anything. You'll never amount to anything. You know what? There's no need to dream. You're going to never amount to anything. I want you to understand that you can't share with what you see with everyone, because everyone is not in your corner. Everyone's not saying, you know what, I'm believing with you in that vision that God has given you to open up your own business. I'm standing and I'm believing with you and believing that the different things that God's placed on the inside of you to come out, that you're going to write more, that you're going to dance more, that you're going to draw more, that you're going to become a gospel comedian, that you're going to become a gospel artist, that you're going to become a gospel writer. You know, not everyone's in your corner. So I just want to encourage you tonight to remember that you can't always share with everyone the things that God has given you. You can't share with everyone what you see. The big picture that God has given you, you can't always share. Listen, we're going to go to this song right now. And this is a song for my project, All Things Are Possible. This is Receive My Love, the remix. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. This is the special remix. Here we go.
Never told you this life would be easy, but if you watch what she did, then you must receive it.
Receive my love.
No, I never told you work would come easy.
Show you how we did the line. It is
my hand.
Take a hold of my hand.
I'm sure you'll understand. Nothing in this life can.
Oh, no.
Break my love for you.
Break my love for you.
Yeah. And sin no more. Yeah. Come back to me.
Come back to me.
Check me out at cdbaby.com. You can check out my full project, All Things Are Possible, special edition, which will have major distribution with New Day out of the Nashville area. I believe that date is September the 14th, y'all, so just make sure you please keep me in your prayers. You know, we're talking tonight about this message. Don't take your eyes off the big picture. First, I talked about don't allow situations to take you off course. My second main point tonight was this: you can't always share what you see. My third point is this: allow God the chance to readjust your view. You know, allow God to readjust your view. Now, this is a tough topic or a point to say, because, you know, sometimes God shows us things in our lives and we say, God, you showed us. And sometimes God takes detours, because sometimes the decisions that we make can hinder God from doing what he wanted to do. Or sometimes we make choices that don't go along with the big picture, and sometimes God asks to maneuver some things around. That's how come some people given them dreams, God's given them hope, and God's told them, look, I'm going to do this in your life. And what happens is that they make some bad decisions sometimes, and they end up waiting. Not say that season. They end up not going to their promised land because of some of the things that they're struggling with, or not even just struggling with, just things that they really don't want to stop. So sometimes those things get in the way. But we've got to allow God a chance to readjust our view, to readjust your view. You have to be flexible. You don't want to wait another season, and that season might be like 10 years later. Now here we go, and say, now you're at the place where God can lead you into some things he wanted to lead you into when you were younger, but you were fooling around, you weren't ready. Allow God a chance to readjust your view. Don't just, you know, become flexible. God, you might think, God, I'm going to the left. And God might say, you know what, I'm going to take a detour. I'm going to get you right to where you need to be. I'm going to get you right to where you need to be. However, I'm going to do a little detour right now. And sometimes that happens. Sometimes that happens. But you have to remain flexible. Then don't become fixated on just one part of the picture. You know, it's like, have you ever seen a dog or a cat? I say a dog. And dogs become fixated on that one little spot of what the dog wants. The dog wants something. And just look at the one spot. But the dog doesn't see, hey, here's my owner over here with a better treat, with something even better for me. But you're so fixated on that one part. And when you say the word fixated, that means that your eyes become glued to what you think you want or what you think you need. But if you will just chill out and relax, you might see that there's something bigger, that the picture's bigger than that little piece that you see. You just, well, some of you are focused. Let me break this down for you. Some of you are focused on certain a promise that God has told you. It's something God has shown you that's going to happen in your life, but you're so focused on that you don't see the big picture because your eyes are just so fixated on that one part that you overlook some situations. You overlook some blessings that God really wants to bring into your life. So don't become fixated on just one part of the picture, but be open to God shifting the picture or shifting your view to help you to understand what he's going to do in your life. Sometimes you have to, and this whole thing about not taking your eyes off the big picture, you have to allow God sometimes they have to do what we call a paradigm shift. A paradigm shift is when he takes you to a different angle so you can see the same picture. Because if you're looking straight up at a picture, it might be a little different. Sometimes God might have to move you over to the side so you can see it from the right side. Sometimes God might have to bring the picture down just a little bit so you can see it. Then sometimes God might have to move you to the left side, to the right side. He might have to turn the picture around so you can see. Because sometimes what happens is that when God shows us a little bit of the chunk, a little bit of the picture for our lives, sometimes we take those things and we run with it. Because you've already shown me, now I'm just going to go ahead and work hard and do what I got to do to make it happen. But you know what? Guys, it doesn't happen like that. This song comes to my mind right now. We thirst for you. We search for you. In a dry and barren land, we're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you acquainted with your way, baptized once again. We thirst for you. You know, what God wants for us right now is to be open to him shifting the picture around or shifting us around so we can better understand. Allow God the chance to readjust your view. Because you might be thinking that you see one thing, but God might have to turn it around and say, this is what the picture is. You're looking at a walkway. But you're so fixated on that walkway. I've got to get to that walkway. I've got to complete that walkway. I've got to do that walkway. However, if you look at the whole picture, you will see that it's not just a walkway. You see the house that's around the walkway. You will see the buildings that the walkway is connected and going into. So some of you are fixated on some situations and your perception of what the situation is, and you're saying, this is what the situation is, but God is saying, no, the situation, that's not the situation. No, that's not the picture. Look up. Some of you guys are saying, look up. Some of you guys are saying, take a step back. Some of you guys are saying, sit down and watch the picture. Watch what I'm doing. Some of you, God has called you to great ministries, but and you're saying, God, I've got to make this ministry work. I've got to do it. And God says to you, allow me to show you. And because some of you think that, okay, what I need to do is call everyone right now. You told me to call people, Lord. I'm calling people. I'm calling people about the vision. I'm calling people to tell them what you're saying to me. And you're calling, 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 but God says, no, take a step back because you're missing the big picture. It's not about just you calling. It's about you maybe reaching out and getting a couple of your brothers, some of your sisters, maybe some of your family to help you call. So some of you guys saying, let me readjust your picture. And then finally, live with the big picture in mind. I have about 1 minute remaining, you guys, and we're going to finish this up on Thursday. But for right now, I'm going to give you the 30-second closing remarks. This, first of all, please come on Thursday from 6 to 7. But listen to this, my last point for tonight. Don't take your eyes off the big picture. Live with the big picture in mind. Ask yourself if the people you are connected with, if they support the big picture. Pray that God will show you whom you need to be connected with. A brother of mine told me this. He said, you know, gee, if God showed me that if you want to become a millionaire, you have to walk with millionaires. God also told me that if you lay down with fleas, you don't get up with fleas. Whoever you keep company with, is that part of your big picture? Hang with people who have fleas? No. Realize how everything you do either supports the big picture or takes you or undermines the big picture. Whatever God has shown you, just realize this. Whatever you do, realize that whatever you do is either going in that direction or it's going away from that direction. It's helping you or it's hurting you. And then last but not least, be dedicated to the big picture God has shown is trying to show you. And when you do this, the need you have will be fulfilled. Do what God has created you to do. Don't take your eyes off the big picture. Feel free to email me tonight, guys, at gwriteonline@yahoo.com. And visit my website, gwriteonline.com. God bless you, and may his peace be with you. And let this song stay in your heart, you guys, that all things are possible. This title comes from my CD. God bless you guys.
Life's been serving you some blows, yeah. Around every corner you see, thick clouds cover you in despair. You can't see your goal. You're about to lose hope. Oh, don't give up. Don't give in. Cause you've got to run, raising hell.
in faith with me, all things are possible, yeah. If you'll only believe, you make all of your dreams come true. You stay in despair and grief, yes you do, and the darkness around you trying to hold you back. Put your eyes on Jesus. Then you'll succeed. So get on now.
Get on now. Come on, get in place.
Yeah, yeah. You have no time in this life.